This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Got it. And that's the ball game. The Padres take game two of the series. They're now 6-2 against the Giants this year. And this one, Mike, Giants had opportunities, and we've said this before, they just did not cash in.
Oh, I wish that lady was actually there last night screaming again. I kind of missed her, I'm not going to lie. Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but sometimes in life, you gotta laugh at the pain. It's the only way to get through things. And right now, it is painful to watch these San Francisco Giants as they lose again to the San Diego Padres. Final score, 5-1. Dwayne Kuiper on the call right there for NBC Sports Bay Area. And I say good morning to all you lovely people. Just getting off work, getting ready for work. Please drive safely out there. Good morning, Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam Lubman. We got a lot to get into today, but let's just dive right into it, Joe. Another day, another loss for the Giants, and another anemic offensive performance. No screens, though, so that's good. Although Robbie Ray was grunting, and he got touched up.
Last night, the straw broke my back.
Oh, no.
Call me the camel, because it did. It definitely broke my back. And
what was the camel's name? Cool Joe? That's you, right?
There's only one Cool Joe, and that's Joe Cool, and that's Joe Montana. But I'm watching that game last night, and it's like everything the Padres are is everything we aren't. Right now, the Giants are basically a half game out from being the fourth worst team in the National League.
It's actually kind of insane. They don't feel like the fourth worst team in the National League, although...
No, they are. No, they are. Joe, they
really?
Are. Really? No, they are. They are. They are. All right? Like, your eyes don't deceive you. I don't know what happened in the first couple months where they were playing out of their minds, but there was a specific at-bat where I slammed the iPad down and I said, I'm turning this team off. And it was Matt Chapman's eighth inning at bat when they're down 5-1. And let me give you the sequence for me that broke my back. Look, you're wearing the god-awful City Connects, all right? That's number one. The guy that you should have traded at the deadline is out there pitching and serving him up in Robbie Ray. You've got Matt Chapman, who can't catch a cold right now, who him and Adames are two of the worst fielders in terms of errors in the game, are high-paid players. And they're like, I don't know what our identity is. Yeah, our identity is you guys. We spent 300-some-odd million on you guys. And zero accountability. And I watched this guy strike out on a changeup away, and I fired the iPad after watching Jackson Merrill hit an absolute smoke job the inning before. Their young 21-year-old superstar who they gave center field to and said, just get out of the way. We're going to play him, okay? And has been unbelievable for them in the first couple of years. Was an all-star, for crying out loud. And I'm watching our fake all-stars, okay, go out there who are getting paid made a boatload of money pointing the finger. Look, Bob Melvin sucks. It's done. Bob's done. Bob is done in baseball. This is his last stop. It's over. He's never getting another job. So I'm done talking about Bob Melvin. Put him to the side. If you took over this roster in Madden or in MLB 2K,
okay,
and you looked ages, contracts, any kid, a 12-year-old, would pick up the sticks, the PS5 controller, the Xbox controller, and say, I'm trading everyone. I'm telling you this right now. I said it at the deadline, and I'm actually going to double down on it now. And I can't believe I'm here. This team broke me. I fired the iPad after the strikeout from Matt Chapman, and I said, I can't do this anymore. Matt Chapman's going to be 33 years old to start next year. Willie Adames, 30. Jung-Hoo Lee, 27. Rafi Devers, 28. Robbie Ray, 34. Those are some of your highest-paid guys on the team. This team is not worth doubling down on in the offseason. If you asked me, hey, Buster Posey comes to you, Joe, and he says, what should you do with this team? Blow it up! Blow it up! I am dead serious. I cannot watch apathy on a nightly basis from some of these guys getting paid a boatload. You know what I don't want? I don't want Eldridge around Matt Chapman. Oh, well, I just struck out, and I don't know what we're doing. And no, like straight up, no. I'm telling you this right now. If you were presented with the option, and I'm saying it, 888-957-9570. This is one of the most disappointing seasons I have seen in any sport at any time. Not because this team had expectations. Joe, this team gave up. And to me, I don't want a lot of these guys back in this on this team ever again. I'm dead serious. As a diehard Giants fan, no. And there's a whole Buster Posey conversation. Chapman is 33 to start next year. You owe him $125 million. Willie Adames is 30 to start next year. You owe him $137 million. Jung-Hoo Lee is 27 to start next year. Jung-Hoo is terrible. $88 million. And Jung-Hoo Lee, by the way, since like the second half, is actually one of your best Oracle Park hitters, which is a sentence in itself. Rafi Devers is owed $242 million. And then you got Robbie Ray owed $25 million for just next year. Before you blink to start the offseason, it's $175 million payroll. I need at least $75 million more to compete. You're not competing with the Dodgers. You're not competing with the Padres. You're not competing with the Phillies or the Mets. And you certainly aren't as smart, as shrewd, as calculated, and as good at developing and identifying talent and bold to move off of it when you know you can't afford it, like the Milwaukee Brewers. You are going nowhere. This team needs to pick a couple of these guys, if not more, and say, sayonara in the offseason for pennies on the dollar. I can't watch Chapman with $130 million left on his deal until he's 37. I can't watch Willie Adames and Chapman boot the ball around on the infield till he's 35. Both of those guys would be together till 2030. That's 5 years from now, Giants fans. Before you blink, if your payroll's at $200 million, $130 for the next 3 years is wrapped up in three guys. This team needs to bite the bullet, eat some of the money, and move away at minimum two of these contracts this offseason. No, they do not need to double down and spend more money. I'm telling you, it's one or the other for me. I'm asking the fans, and I want to hear from them. Maybe I'm in the middle of the year, and it's broken me. The manager is, duh, we're beyond the manager. Now I'm looking at the high-paid guys on this team, and I say to myself, you're questioning what your identity is? That's what I brought here for. How about you show some accountability when it comes to identity and say, yeah, we haven't been good enough. Yeah, the bottom's fallen out. And I'm looking at this team and I say to myself, you're years away from competing. And I think we fooled ourselves, myself included. I'm raising my hand. We fooled ourselves into thinking this team, you know, could just spend their way out of trouble. No, it is about drafting and developing and putting out a product of a bunch of guys who are in their primes. None of those guys are in their primes. There are two guys right now on the roster that are young, arbitration eligible, which means they still have 4 years of team control and are 25 years old. That's Casey Schmidt and Elliot Ramos. There's one other guy on the team that I would deem value. That's Logan Webb. He's got, I believe, $70 million left on his deal. Tremendous value.
Maybe Randy Rodriguez.
Three guys in their prime does not make a contender. This team needs to blow it up. Blow it up. Who's with me?
And he gives you a changeup. He's got the four pitches you would see from a starting pitcher, and he's not afraid to throw any one of his pitches at any count. You can't throw a changeup any better than this.
Chapman striking out in the eighth inning.
I watched him walk back to the dugout. You know who I thought of?
Who?
Brandon Belt.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Sam. It's okay. It's all right. Get the mic down.
I'm not even trying to be a hater.
All-time bad body language, Brandon Belt?
Brandon Belt can't be a leader on your team. He just can't. Your team's not good.
He can be part of the team, but he can't
be
the leader.
He's a great role player.
Yes.
Great role player. Matt Chapman cannot be a leader on this team moving forward.
Well, even when he was on like better teams, he was never the leader of it. Like, that's the thing. In those past iterations when he was on winning teams, he was never the best player. Maybe defensively he was the best, but that doesn't mean you're the best player. And I wonder how many other Giants fans are with you at 888-957-9570, and you could call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You heard it from Chasky there. He's ready to blow this thing up. He's not doubling down for Hot Stove and adding to this roster. He thinks you need to gut it. What say you, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. Are you adding on or are you blowing it up?
Does this team deserve... I'm telling you, look, every Giants fan, you watch every night. Does this team deserve for them to pour more resources into the now? No! No, you're fooling yourself. You can't throw money at your problems. You have to rip the Band-Aid off. We've failed to do it. And you can't rebuild in this market. The hell you can. I'll tell you what's not working. $200 million to watch that.
I mean, this is Buster Posey's first season as the president of baseball operations. And this was kind of a feel-it-out year so far. He made some big splashes. He made some big moves. He's trying to put his imprint on the organization right now,
I'd
Joe.
I'd still do the Devers deal. I'd 10 out of 10 times.
I'm keeping Devers in this situation, although it hasn't been great. Let's just call it what it is. It's not what you'd hope for as a Giants fan.
I want to keep Devers, too. But in this situation, I don't think anyone wants some of these other guys, so he might be the only thing that nets you something. And I want him, too. But there is a redundancy as you look down the pipeline with him and Eldridge, and you have to take that into account.
And for as much as we want to give credit to Buster for having the cojones and the stones to do that, because for so long in the Farhan era, he was just so risk-averse, that someone that actually made a risky move in Buster Posey, it was refreshing for all of us, I think.
No question.
We were caught up into that. Now, on the flip side, as much credit we give Buster for that, I'm going to go on the other side of the coin and say, you know what, Buster? You probably should have traded Robbie Ray. Like, you probably, when we saw him last night.
I was very iffy on it, but you know what? After a couple weeks, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You could have gotten a haul back.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
A haul.
I argued with was it Evan that day or was it Grandy? I forget who was in that day.
What? Evan Grandy?
Yeah.
Or Mark Giddings?
It was Mark Giddings.
I kind of like Mark Giddings more.
It was Mark Giddings who I was arguing with. But I was making the argument why you would do it. And then obviously, but I was also understanding, like, it's a catch-22. Because if you think you can compete. No. This team is not worth spending more money on and trading more prospects for. They don't have prospects.
I mean, Buster.
They have nothing.
Buster told us when did he pick up the option, Sam? Let me know the date when he had that presser and he was talking to people and was like, no, it starts with me. You know, Bob, he's doing a great job. I put the roster together. I did all this. We're struggling right now.
And word salad.
He was telling us like a month ago, months ago, that this roster might not be good enough. So at the deadline, you're not willing to move off some of these other guys. Like Robbie Ray, you mentioned he's 34 going on 35, Joe. He's not going to get better. If anything, he'll get worse. Now, if he gets better, then I'm going to have some other question marks on why he's getting better at a certain age. But we're not going to talk about that. But you knew what you were getting. Logan Webb is still relatively young. As you mentioned, I'm with you. Casey Schmidt has been a breath of fresh air. Four hits yesterday. He showed up. His bat has showed up. One healthy, he has been showing up this year.
Casey Schmidt is one of the many, and I don't think that he's an all-star by any means, but he's one of the many reasons why, looking back, the Chapman contract is a big mistake.
He's been better than Matt Chapman.
Absolutely.
He's been better. And then it's not even a hot take.
Joe, this team is so futile. You and I did the exercise beforehand. I'm gonna share something with everyone. Since the Devers deal, okay, they have scored one run or fewer 11 times. The Rockies have done it 10 times. And the White Sox have done it 12.
I would rather be the White Sox.
Is that what you're saying? You'd rather be the White Sox right now?
At least the White Sox have a clear path for what they're trying to do. The Giants don't know what they're doing. They've got one foot on both sides. It's like that spot up in Tahoe. I don't know if you've ever been there, where it's the Nevada and the California side. Yeah, the Cal Neva or whatever that was called. Come on, Carter, I know you know it. As a landman up in the Tahoe area, I'm sure you frequent in the hotel many times.
I think he owns half of Lake Tahoe. That's what he was telling us.
Yeah, well, he owns Crystal Bay. But
he's working on a new Yellowstone documentary, but it's going to be called Lake Tahoe, the story of Carter.
They've got one foot in both sides, and I'm like, no, you need to pick a lane. You need to, and I understand why they tried to jumpstart this. I do. Trust me. It was aggressive. It was bold. It got us all excited. But like the reality is that this old nucleus is not close to competing. The Arizona Diamondbacks blew it up at the deadline and are still just as good as you.
What if I told you that the Giants have improved their farm system already this season, Joe, dramatically?
Good.
MLB.com, they have their latest farm ranking systems out there, and it's the mid-season one, so they do it at every point of the season. They do preseason, mid-season, and then after the season, they rank all of them. And the Giants, to start off 2025, their preseason rank in the farm alone, this is farm system we're talking about, people, was 28th. They're 28th in baseball in their farm system rankings for MLB.com. You know what they are right now?
What are they?
18. They jumped up 10 spots.
Yay.
That's the biggest jump. I know. So when you're telling me you want to double down and blow it up because of the farm, and you want to build this thing up, and you want to get all these prospects, and you want to, you know, start from the ground up, I hear you on that, because you feel like adding to this roster is a no-win situation right now because the nucleus isn't good enough. This current nucleus of Adamas, Chapman, of Devers, of Jung-Hoo Lee, all these bloated contracts you have right now are not good enough. And I'm with you right there. They're not good enough. But I do think a lot of Giants fans are looking right now at Buster saying, man, he made a risky move. He got Devers. Hasn't really quite worked out. But Devers, you know, he hasn't been healthy, you know, going across the country. There's a lot of excuses there. And some of them are valid. Adamas getting introduced to a new ballpark. It hasn't been easy for him. Chapman, he's never been a great offensive player, but you would have expected more from him than this, especially being with the team last year. I'm going to be, you know, kind of have Giants fans back that want to stick with this team. But I hear you, Joe, as I'm playing Steiny here, both sides of the fence. I can hear both sides of the argument. But I am here to tell you that the farm system has improved dramatically already within the last month.
And we're still light years away from where we need to be.
Well, by the way, do you know who the number one is right now for farm system rankings?
Who is it?
It's going to make you sick. It's going to make you absolutely sick. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, who cares?
The Dodgers. How do they? It's not. It's seriously. I feel like Jesse Pinkman meme in Breaking Bad. They can't keep getting away with it. They can't.
Joe, I think Monday night when I watched 7,000-year-old, like literally he was in the new Jurassic Park movie. He's so old. When I watched Yu Darvish look like prime Roger Clemens, I said to myself, that's it. Like, what are we doing? Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish. Nestor Cortez yesterday. Nasty
Joe,
Nestor.
Yu Darvish, who has been dog water for years on end. He's 38 years old.
He's going to be like 39, like in a month, I think, or something.
I mean,
yeah. I know. It's horrible, Joe.
The Padres, and this is the part that's really sad to me. The Padres are everything we want to be, except we're the Timu bootleg version of it. Like, that's what we are. They signed Machado. Machado's a legitimate superstar, okay?
He's a Hall of Famer. I think Machado's going to end up going to the Hall of Fame.
Probably.
Yeah.
Adamas and Chapman are not superstars.
Not even close.
They have one combined all-star amongst the two of them, all right? And Rafi Devers is a really good player. I like Rafi. I would like to keep Rafi, but there's this also, you know, this confliction in my head where I'm like, well, he might be the one guy that can get you back something of significance if you trade in the right spot. If you were told me right now you could trade Willy Adamas and you eat $60 million to the Atlanta Braves and you can take some of their prospects, I would have done it yesterday. And I like Willy. But, like, I can't have the nucleus of Willie and Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee and Devers. That is your nucleus for the next 4 years. That is not worth investing $134 million of your payroll, which is over 65% of your payroll, into those four players. That's not good enough.
Start lining them up, Giants fans. 888-957-9570. Chris in San Jose, I see you. I promise we will get you on the other side.
Nestor Cortez.
I know.
Who has been a joke.
He's a Kmart version of Johnny Cueto, if that. That might even be too much for him.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
I don't even know if he's Kmart.
You know what? They did it with Jackson Merrill. They did it with Fernando Tatis Jr. They were like, you're going to play, whether you succeed or you don't, you're going to play every single day. The Giants are like, we need to see Bryce hit a bunch of balls in AAA, and we gotta worry about his defense. Have you watched the left side of your infield lead baseball in errors? You're over here worried about Eldridge's defense when I paid $160 million to a journeyman who's booting the ball, throwing on the run into the ground, scud missiles? I'm putting Tyler Fitzgerald in right field because I refuse to call up Luciano. What are we doing with Luciano? Why is he in your organization? Either you trade him, either you play him. What are we doing?
Are you doubling down on this Giants roster?
Can't play Bryce at first because, you know, heaven forbid the two guys who have 25 errors combined on the left side, heaven forbid he misses one of their throws. Heaven forbid. Oh, and by the way, Pat Bailey, let me come for you. Pat Bailey, I mean, you want to talk about bootleg catchers. Thank God we acquired Tom Murphy to soak up $4 million on the DL. Yeah. Because one day, maybe Pat Bailey, one day might draw that elusive walk he's been looking for the last 2 months. I'm losing my mind. This team broke me. Last night broke me.
Are you doubling down on this Giants team in the offseason, Giants fans, or are you blowing it up? 888-957-9570. Call or text.
I want to break my headphones.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We got Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, coming up at 8:30. We could talk to Dave about that. Calm you down.
Can someone just show me some backbone? Like, at this point, no, on the real, like, I'm not this big, like, creative tension. Someone get mad at something. At someone. I don't care. Teammate, coach, show me an ounce of care. How could Joe Shasky care more than the 25 guys in that dugout and that manager? Because that's what it feels like.
That's what's coming up in the game. It's going to be brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Far too long.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
Now, you could either use that for the Giants or a Blue Chew commercial when it's just not happening. But I got Chris in San Jose that wants to join the conversation.
And I want to go to him.
And we have the gauntlet throwdown by Joe Shasky this morning. He wants to blow this thing up. He's seen enough. This core is not getting it done. Are you with him? Or do you want to add on to this roster, Giants fans, in the offseason? 888-957-9570.
I mean, Robbie Ray just stopped throwing on that ball. I don't even know.
I don't know what that was.
I was he buffering? What was happening there?
He had to get his grunt down. It wasn't quite. It wasn't in sync.
I know it sounds insane. You guys are all going to say, oh, Joe, you're doing this fraud tags. No, this is legitimately how I feel about this team right now. If I was taking this team over in a video game, the first thing I would do is trade all these contracts.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday, Joe, because I was making the point. It was a lot of Bob Melvin talk yesterday, and I think we've kind of moved past that a little bit.
Oh, dude, I've rolled that towel so dry.
He's still part of the problem, but it's not the problem.
I'm resigned to the fact he is DOA.
Exactly. There you go. But we were talking about, like, he's more suited as a manager, in my opinion, to actually, like, start with a rebuild. Like, that's what he did with the A's multiple times over in Oakland. He started with the rebuild. Yeah, he could take some talent, a collection of talent, and get them to the playoffs. You saw that with the Padres. But there's a limit to that. He's just not the guy for this job.
You know what
right
he
now.
Reminds me of? If I give you a football analogy, Ron Rivera.
Okay.
Everybody hyped him up. Oh, Ron Rivera, he's a coach changer.
Who was a solid coach? Like, I'm not here to like poo-poo on Ron Rivera.
When
he did get to a Super Bowl.
When you're done, you're done.
Yes.
And Ron was done.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Washington, that was a retread hire. That was
that's what this looks like.
Well, yes, but also he did have success at his most recent stint prior to this with the Padres. So he did get to the playoffs.
The team is so happy with, and the fans are so happy with him gone. Like, I'm not here to go to Chris.
I'm not here to defend him. I'm just telling you, look, we were talking about it yesterday. If you were to blow it up, would they keep Bob Melvin? Probably not. You
know, the game's passed him by.
Yeah. Wow. Passed him by.
It looks like it.
I mean,
name me the two or three moves that he's done to win them a game in the last 2 months. If I see him, arms hanging over the dugout, just befuddled, looking out into space.
It's not the arms hanging.
Like, the early bird breakfast isn't being served right now, buddy.
I'm standing up. It's the, I don't have a hoodie on with, like, the little things in there, but, like, it's him with the hoodie, and he's just chilling. And he's doing this. No, hold on. He does this every time. Does a little up, little down, little. Yeah, I know. I'm doing the impression of Bob Melvin in the dugout for you. It's great for the radio audience, I'm sure. Chris in San Jose. What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, Chris.
Hey. Morning. Hey, Spadoni, Mr. Shasky. I thought I was going to, like, join the round table for a second. I thought I was a part of the radio show when you went to me and you guys kept going.
My bad.
But, hey, no, you're good. You're good, baby. Because, listen, you haven't wrung it dry completely with Melvin. Some of us, I mean, completely agree with you. Before I go around the diamond here, I'll just start with Melvin. You know, Dusty Baker used to drive me absolutely insane playing with that toothpick. I used to think he was going to choke on that thing, right? Now I yearn for it. I look at Bob Melvin and I'm like, I want to like poke him or like pull the string on his back. I'm worried if I pull the string on his back, he's going to go, oh, you know, we kind of like Bochy. Oh, you know, we went out there and we tried our best and, you know, that was our horse and we kind of, you know, he didn't get the job done and we'll go out there tomorrow. We'll try our hardest. So, Bob Melvin, you got to go. You know what? The game has passed by, frankly. If you don't want to say it, I'll say it. He's old. He's out of touch. I went up and saw my grandma last week, and she's 85, and she sounds more with it than this dude. So anyway, manager's got to go. Let's go around the diamond. You remember a name? Let's start with catcher, Patrick Bailey. That's great. That's awesome. He won a gold glove. Great defensive catcher. You remember a guy by the name of Kurt Stallings? Yeah, he won a gold glove on the Pirates 3 years ago. Guess what? He proceeded to have, like, -2 WAR years the next 5 years, and he's out of baseball. Mm. So, like, we're clamoring for a guy that pops up in the major leagues every single year on different rosters. an otherworldly defensive catcher who can't hit his way out of a paper bag is normal in the major league. Like, this guy is, he grows on trees. What was the catcher in the 90s for the Cardinals? Was it Kurt Spagnozzi or Tom Spagnozzi? He won a few gold gloves, but guess what? He could actually hit 250. And it, I mean, you know, Posey used to get in a crouch when he was hitting. I watched Patrick Bailey, and he's like a stick figure. He's up there. He looks as lazy as he does when he's back there behind the dish trying to pick balls out of the dirt. So I'm ship him out. Robbie Ray, you should have shipped him out. You could have got something, you know, at the deadline. You shipped out everybody else right at the deadline, you know, give it up. Why not ship out Robbie Ray, who's going to get the biggest return? I agree with you. Luis Matos, Marco Luciano, if they're not a part of the plan, what are we doing? They are losing value every single day. They go and hit 230 in the minors. Like, what are we doing, Buster? So, Adam, let me go back to around the diamond. Fitzgerald last year was a fluke.
Yeah.
Casey Schmidt, I think we got something there. I've been adamant and very vocal. I think that he should have been the third baseman this year.
I'm starting to feel you on that.
We should have brought Chapman. You get it?
Yeah,
I mean, I
do.
Sound, when I say things, I sound like outlandish and way off the
ball. No, you're watching
like, okay,
every night.
Calm down, Chris from San Jose. But then it comes into play and it takes, you know, it fruition right in front of our face over the course of the year. So shortstop, Adames. Look at what the Brewers are doing. They're the number one team in baseball without him. They didn't miss a beat. Third base, Chapman. I'm so sorry. I don't want to talk about defense anymore. Our park is like the hardest park to hit in. At some point in time, like, the defense only takes you so far, dude. We got look at the consistency in this ballpark for the last 25 years. What do we always have? Pitching, pitching, pitching. It has to do with the ballpark. It's not just about finding an elite prospect. The ball doesn't go as far. Defense plays better here. Like, let me take a deep breath. I'm right there.
What about Junghoo Lee? What do you do with Junghoo Lee, and what do you do with the Rafi Devers situation, knowing that we've got Eldridge somewhere in the pipeline?
Oh, the hooligans. You know what? You know what we thought Junghoo Lee was? We thought Junghoo Lee was Stephen Kwan. So you might as well unloaded that big-ass contract at the deadline and brought in who you thought you were getting with Junghoo Lee and bring in a local boy with gold glove defense who you can stick out there and get on base and hit around a 300 clip. That's who we thought we were getting with Junghoo Lee. He's fought. You know what? These guys are young, and, you know, Helio Ramos, Junghoo Lee, maybe this is not the norm for them, right? Maybe they get some added legs and they learn how to go through a 162-game year. But right now, it's like, these are run-of-the-mill guys. Mm-hmm. They're average. You know how I felt about Yastrzemski. We're trotting out a guy with above-average defense who hit 230 for half a decade. What are we doing?
So hey, Chris, I love it. And that was Chris in San Jose, courtesy of the
Chris.
River Islands guest line.
As
all
Chris.
Guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands,
like
River
a
Islands, and Lathrop?
For the bleachers.
Well, he was the OG. He was probably the Mount Rushmore, as we're talking Mount Rushmore yesterday, of the pregame show callers back
I
in the old iteration.
Guy.
He is great, Chris in San Jose. We'll get to Richie in Queens. Another great Giants fan
Richie.
On the other side. But before
I need
we
to
do
hug
that,
Richie, I'm so down and bad right now on the Giants.
Before we get to Richie, we're going to hit the break, but check this out. Coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries, that's right, Golden State Valkyries, baby, take on the Washington Mystics, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 4 o'clock, I should say, for the pregame.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that, and we will touch on some Valkyries later in the show today, Joe, because we had an interesting comment thread yesterday when it comes to the new roast thread. We were going a little back and forth on the Valkyries and how to cover them, what to discuss, and we had some interesting thoughts and comments, and this is an insane season for them that I do want to touch on at some point today, but it's all Giants right now, and we want to hear from you, 888-957-9570. Do you add on to this Giants team and double down, or are you blowing it up? 888-957-9570.
Be careful not to get too loud. We might wake up the manager who's asleep in the dugout right now.
And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Sports, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Are up on the New York Mets by 3.5. No. They're tied with the Dodgers right now, technically. So I'm looking at it right now. It's interesting how they do this, because if you go on MLB standings, and I know you don't care about the Dodgers and Padres, whoever wins the division, but it is the Giants division, so we are going to talk about it. And we were saying yesterday, Joe, I think the Padres are going to go not run away with it, but go ahead and win that division. The Dodgers, I don't know. Shohei Ohtani hit into a triple play yesterday. You hate to see it.
He had lost three in a row. Plays.
Padres are surging right now. I just think they're just teams going in different directions. That being said, the Giants are 5.5 back from the wild card spot, and they are fading quickly. And we're asking the question right now. 888-957-9570. Do you double down on this roster in the offseason, or do you blow it up? It's one or the other. We're forcing you to pick one. 888-957-9570, Joe's. Yet again, we listened to that Matt Trautman strikeout. That was the straw that broke your back.
We all understand that they're never going to be Steve Cohen's Mets in terms of spending.
No, they're not.
Okay. They're never going to be that. And when I look at $175 million payroll this year, before you do anything going into next year, you're at 140. Before you do anything, where's the $60 million that you're going to spend to make this team? Like, let's just say you get up to 200, which would be one of their all-time highs. What positions are you getting? Where are you getting? What are the guys you're bringing in? Who are the guys you're bringing in that make you leapfrog? Just forget the Dodgers, the Padres. You need at least two starters. You need at least one fielder. Like, that's $60 million? A third starter costs you 15 to 20. So I just think we need to be realistic here. Like, we're chasing bad money, and you need to move some of these deals, and you need to get some younger, controllable assets. They've got three guys that are value on the team. Logan Webb making $70 million over the next 3 years, and Casey Schmidt and Elliot Ramos making very, 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 very little. And I would throw Wisenhunt in there because we don't know, and we'll see if he can finish out the season. But he's too little for me to add him in here. You know, and look, even Casey Schmidt, I'm tempering what I'm seeing this year because of what happened with Fitzgerald last year.
Right. But I think I've seen a larger sample size of Casey struggling early, fighting through adversity, and being able to adjust at a big league level, where I have not seen that from Tyler Fitzgerald just yet. His adjustments just aren't there. Casey Schmidt has adjusted.
Casey Schmidt is the best. Right? He's, of all the young guys, he's been by far their best defender and most versatile. And I think his at-bat quality has actually gotten better as the season's gone on.
I agree. I think he is, we saw yesterday, four hits. Like, he was your best hitter at the plate yesterday.
He's
it wasn't
been a stud.
Even close. Richie, let's go to Richie.
I want to hear from Richie. I want to hear from Giants fans.
Well, one of the names, by the way, before we get to Richie, because you're talking about like names you can go after, and if you're trying to double down, like you have to give me some names. I mean, the guy everyone would want is probably Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, but they're going to give him $400 million.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not in a position to get that guy. And would Kyle Tucker really want to come here? As he saw Rafi Devers come here,
look, struggle I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yes, absolutely. But that's the guy you're asking if you were trying to add, because he's an outfielder. You can plug him in there. It's easy. But
if I brought in Kyle Tucker, I would move Willy Adames to third base. I would trade Matt Chapman and get me young, controllable pitchers. That's what I would want.
There you go. Or you can go in.
And I would just take my lumps with Willy at third base.
Zach Gallen's going to be a free agent, 30.
Again. So in this scenario, let's see.
I'm giving you names.
I know, a $400 million deal for, and just, I'm going raw numbers here. $400 million for Kyle Tucker. That's adding $40 million a year to your payroll. One guy, which is great. They need it. Trust me, they need it.
He's going to get $400 million?
I think he's going to get $350.
We'll see.
No, yeah. You and I are in agreement. It's a lot of money, but just see what these numbers are.
I know,
teams are desperate. If the deadline taught us anything, people are spending like crazy. And I would look at someone like Chapman and I would say, Yankees, Astros, what do you want?
Richie, Queens, what do you want from the Giants? Richie, good morning.
What's up?
Deposit. Very, very little. I agree 100% with Schmidt. There's been a big sample size with him. He's not Fitzgerald. He went through where he couldn't lay off a pitch, 2 feet outside. He has adjusted. He has done really well. So he's the positive. I'll tell you guys, I go back 65 years with this team, and you can always make comments about and get over the line and say maybe you're just being a little too, going out too far. But I think this is one of the biggest disappointing seasons in the last 20 years.
Easily.
And at least that. Because when you got Devers and we spoke, and I never was on board that they should go to the World Series or bust with Devers, but to spend the money with Chapman, Adames, Lee, and Devers to keep his contract, we went through, I think, the worst 3-4-5, and I love Smith, he's done a good job. That was the worst 3-4-5 I've seen, and I can't remember. Adames, the swing and misses, and I watched the Brewers this week against the Mets, and the Brewers enough when they get to the playoffs, you need that 3-run home run occasion. The contact is just such a pleasure to watch. I am so down on Chapman. It's almost like if he didn't have, he would be sent down. You can't do that. But a guy like, he would be sent. He is so lost. I have more confidence than anybody else on that team and with runners in scoring position to at least make contact. And that's sad when I'm thinking about Bailey and not so much Fitzgerald because he doesn't make contact. But in answer to your question, you do one of two things. You unload all of these guys because if you add to them, those guys like Adames and Chapman at this point and Lee, the back end of the lineup. So do you get a Tucker, like you mentioned? You're short two starting pitchers at this time. Obviously, you took a hit with the bullpen getting rid of Rogers and Duvall. I don't want to say anything's hopeless, but at this point, it is so ugly. And I love Krug, and I love Kipe, especially when they're looking in the stands and they're making fun of the ball people. But they're never critical, ever. They made a comment. They were given an excuse of Robbie Ray falling off the mound. That can happen. It's slippery, Krups, and I wanted to scream. Everything they do is just, the ball falling in front of Fitzgerald. Looks like he got out of the inning. Boom, Bogart's double. And then the ball.
I know.
I'm going to bed. The good news.
I know, Rich. I know.
I love Richie.
That's Richie
so much.
In Queens. And
but listen to the defeated tone in his voice.
65 years, by the way. I don't think he's let us know that before. Richie in Queens, courtesy of River Island.
Joe,
Joe.
Yeah, listen to defeat in his voice. Can you put back the sound of Elliot Ramos on my board, Carter? Because that's basically how a lot of Giants fans feel, is what Elliot Ramos basically said yesterday. And I got it right here.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
Can the Bay Area be optimistic?
Stop playing that sound. I'm sorry. It's driving me nuts. No more of it. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
That's what you were doing at the TV yesterday?
No, I'm begging you. Guys, the best stories on the team cannot be Dom Smith. I love Dom Smith.
Me too. 15-game hitting streak.
I love Dom Smith. Joe, that...
Friend of the show.
Joe Lucchese and Dom Smith.
Paisan.
Joe, those can't be the two best stories on the team.
Dom Smith batting 285.
That's like Jeremy Curley leading your team in receiving.
Lewis Murphy.
My man.
Caught the first touchdown pass from Jimmy Garoppolo.
Thank you. I know.
Sean Drones leading you in rushing. No, that's...
Where's Glenn Coffey at?
Honest to God, the final Harbaugh year, I've thought about like years where it's just the wheels fell off. The final Harbaugh year, the wheels fell off. But Willis didn't play really at all. He had turf toe. Navarro Bowman's leg was in half. You know, he never really played. Kaepernick was falling apart. There was all these leaks before the season even started about toxic locker room, Alex Boone holding out, Vernon, you know, wanted out, and Harbaugh wanted an extension that he didn't get. It was just, there was so much. Crabtree coming off the Achilles, they were icing him out because they didn't want to pay him the contract. Like, there was context to it. What's the context to everything going on right now with the Giants? Like, this is as disappointing any season I could ever remember in, let's just say, the last 20 years of Bay Area sports. The bottom has fallen out. It's not even like, oh, well, they made the playoffs and they ended up losing. Like, because that was the thing Carter said. Like, well, Philly last year, like the year before with the Eagles.
The Eagles, okay.
They made the playoffs.
They did.
And they made the playoffs.
And the Niners snatched their soul in the regular season. They never really recovered from it, but they did make the playoffs.
This team,
they limped in,
has been lifeless. They had the walk-off against, you know, whoever, with Patrick Bailey running around the bases. And since then, I'm going to just say it right now.
Say it.
Since the Devers thing, they have scored one or fewer runs 11 times. The Rockies have done that 10 times in Coors Field. And the White Sox have done it 12 times. That's the company you keep. Joe, they're not just bad. Like, that's one thing to just be bad. Hey, you know, it's just not clicking. They're awful.
Well, and I'm actually thinking of a worse word than either of those. They're boring. They're just...
Well...
They're a boring team.
There's a poop emoji word that I would use.
Yes.
They're the blanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.